The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who was rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring glory and honor to your name. Amen. What are you worrying about this morning? What is weighing on your heart? Hopefully, for most of us sitting here, our cares and concerns are a little deeper than wondering if we have bad breath. Maybe you're a little worried about global warming, resource scarcity, those facing war and persecution. Or maybe you were worried about the troubling number of mega disasters. Or maybe your worries are a little closer to home. Maybe you're concerned about the latest swing in volatility in the stock market and its impact on your retirement and 401k. Maybe you're worried about the health of someone near to you. Maybe you're worried about what comes after death. Now imagine that you could talk to Jesus about your cares and worries. And of course, we all can. We all can pray at any time and at any place. But what if you could ask Jesus something face to face? What would you ask him? In this morning's gospel reading, an unnamed man runs up and kneels before Jesus. Just this act of running and kneeling must have been quite startling to Jesus. Even in our culture, up until recently, a gentleman never ran. Running was universally condemned. These were not the actions of a gentleman. No, these are the actions of a child. And the same was true in Jesus' era. Servants ran and knelt, not a rich person. So this rich person is now kneeling before Jesus. What would cause this man to take on servant-like behavior? This rich man is willing to humble himself and take on the mannerisms of a servant to get Jesus' attention and to ask him a question that was troubling and worrying him. Whatever is driving his anxiety, he has the courage to ask the question, a question that is burning in his heart. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answers by quoting him all of the Ten Commandments relating to how we treat each other. Don't steal, don't murder or commit adultery, or give false testimony. Honor your mother and father. And then Jesus changes one of the commandments. Jesus asks him if he has defrauded someone. The man declares with surprising confidence that no, he has kept them all, even from his youth. Jesus looks at the man. Scripture says that Jesus looks and loves. From a perspective of compassion, Jesus asked the man to give up something that was holding him back. Jesus asked the man Jesus gives the man a set of difficult and challenging instructions. Go, sell, give, follow. Go, sell what you have. Give whatever money you make to the poor. Then come and follow me. Say what? Can you imagine this man's stunned, flabbergasted response? I mean, his heart must have sank. Jesus looks and loves and speaks to him words that are hard to handle. In fact, this man leaves this encounter with Jesus grieving. And the disciples are no less troubled by Jesus' response. Then Jesus shares about how inheriting eternal life is not an easy thing for someone with wealth. Jesus says that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. What kind of teaching is this? The disciples, thankfully, don't get it either. And Peter responds with this classic blatant statement that summarizes all of the sacrifices that they have made. We've left everything to follow you. This teaching is difficult, especially for us. We're Americans, some of the richest people on the planet. Most of us don't struggle with finding enough food to eat. In fact, most of us have the opposite problem, myself included. This man's questions might raise our own anxieties and fear. But let's consider the challenge that Jesus issues to the rich man. Something was holding the man back from embracing God. What's holding you back? What's keeping you from renewing your mind and focusing on what really matters, namely God? What's keeping you from loving other people, expecting and wanting nothing in return, just as God loves us? What's keeping you from being the child of God that you were created to be? Is it a forgiveness issue? Is it a desire for vengeance? Is it the need to be right, the need to be valued, the need to feel wanted? What's holding you back from believing and living out your calling that you are a beloved child of God? This teaching is hard. Yet Jesus wants us to succeed and be filled with life and love. Jesus asks us to do difficult things, not so we can experience pain and loss, but rather so we can find our value and worth in God. God is rebuilding our identity and worth in Christ. Can you forego whatever it is that is stopping you from a full relationship with God? Remember what God is like. God is looking and loving. God wants you to be free from whatever it is that is weighing you down and holding you back. Releasing your burdens can be challenging, as it was with this rich man. Yet remember that Jesus is going to keep looking at you, keep loving you. He's going to keep believing in you. He loves you. Amen.